And then he grabs a coffee and he has me and he takes a nap and I'm driving. And then Benji wakes up and he's like, why the fuck is Robbie driving? And why the fuck are we in Boston? And I was like, fuck this. God damn it. Because that was also like what the day after I lost my shit on Benji when he was driving. Mm-hmm. And he kept asking me to find like to get different directions. And then he refused to do what I told him. And then he would bitch about traffic. And I finally just lost my shit.
Well, from what my memory, and I could be, you know, fabricating some of this, but correct me if I'm wrong. I do feel like Phil spent like the week before the tour printing out like the entire tour route on like MapQuest or some shit. And then we got to like 100 miles away and Benji's like, haha, I left him at home. We're going to use this map. It's going to be an adventure. And I remember being kind of upset about it.
That definitely might have happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think Phil was. Yeah, you got it.
That's definitely a Benji thing to do. And then also being Benji would then bitch that, you know, it's taking forever to get to where we're going and you guys suck. But it's like, but you're the one who intentionally left the directions at home.
I remember sleeping in the front seat and like opening my eyes up at some point and there was a tractor trailer in front of me.
Oh, so we're one going of the to New tires York. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flew off of the van straight at the windshield directly at me and it scared the fuck out of me. It was the first thing that happened when I opened my eyes. It was horrible.
Anyway. Is that working now?
It appears to be working. So this is take two.
Maybe.
I mean, if it stops, just pay attention.
Maybe
it stops moving.
It's on the. You're closer.
Yeah, but I'm not in the. I'm not pointing in the direction of it.
Then you should probably turn.
Because I want to look at you.
That's sweet.
I mean, we could just do this over the phone if you want to be a dick about it.
Who's being a dick?
I don't know. You could just. I'll call you, and you can drive here, and we'll do it that way.
Why would you call me and I drive here?
Because if you don't want to see me.
That's obnoxious. What? You're not even making sense, Scrimmy. No. All right. So welcome to episode whatever of High Riff Maneuvers.
High Riff Maneuvers.
I don't know what number this is because we don't know how many of them are usable yet.
I want to say this is 5.
Well, it's 5, but it's probably 3.
No, it's 5. We're just not going to use the first 3. It's fine.
Well, no, we can use 2.
I'll chop them up if I ever get around to
No, episode 2 works. Episode 2 is fine.
Fine.
1 and 3 are
I think 4 is fine.
Last week's?
Yeah,
it should be.
All right, cool. So this we might get 3 out of it.
So far. 3 out of 5 ain't bad. You know? So this week was
1994, because I wasn't creative
that's right.
at all.
Whoops, my bad. I was looking at last week's. Yeah, Scrimmy picked 1994. I don't even remember what albums did I give you.
Do you want me to go first or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the first album that he sent me, well, he sent me 2 at the same time, so I guess it doesn't fucking matter. But the first one that I took notice to was 1994's the Toadies Rubberneck.
Oh, Rubberneck.
And it was an album that I consciously avoided when it came out.
Because of the single?
I don't know. There was something about it. Maybe I just didn't like their band name.
And also, they kind of came to the scene a little late. A
little late,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So I never listened to it other than Possum Kingdom and I Come From the Water is a pretty badass tune. So when you sent it, I was hesitant, but I'm like, I'm going to do it anyway. And I fucking loved it.
After the garbage you sent me last week,
dude,
like you were come on.
So I ended up listening to it like 5 times in a row in my car, and I really enjoyed it every time. I might actually go listen to their other shit now.
You totally should.
You totally should. It's like you can hear their Nirvana in it, but like
a little, yeah, I guess. But
I don't know,
so
there's
much
like
other
weird
stuff.
Timing, and the singer's really good, and
I think more than the Nirvana, if you really listen to it, you can hear the Texas in it. Like especially like the song, like I Come From the Water. Like if you really like some of those guitar riffs,
I
it's like,
you. ZZ Top.
There's definitely a ZZ Top Texas feel on that band. Mm. And like the more of their catalog you listen to, the more you'll hear it. You know what I mean?
This guy is here to fucking ruin our day.
Well, as long as he doesn't fuck with the headphone
thing.
No,
he will.
It's fine.
He's going to roll around on shit. Piece of shit cat.
Here. It's your... No, be nice. Be nice to the cat. And maybe
deserve it.
And maybe the cat will just lay there and be cool. Like, the cat seems fine now.
Yeah, well, whatever. Either way, Toadie's record was fucking pretty dope.
It's their debut.
I really enjoyed it a whole bunch. That's probably close to my favorite thing that you've sent me so far. Yeah.
Well, besides... Well, that you didn't...
That I can remember.
That you didn't know already, because you love the Pretty Girls Make Graves record.
Yeah, I love that one, but there was
but you already knew that one.
The other one you sent me that week that was really good, like Goat, Space Goat.
Space Goat,
yeah. Space Goat was awesome. I sent that to a bunch of people.
Right.
And then you sent me a metal band that I sent to a bunch of people, and I can't remember who it was.
Haunt,
yes.
Good trad stuff. Metal.
Good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, give me that.
Oh, yeah. So it's my turn to talk and your turn to smoke. Yay. Sunday Driver.
Sunday Driver.
Let's start with the album I didn't hate, Guided by Voices. What was it? It was B-1000.
B-1000.
B-1000. So this has happened a few times where you send me a band that I have heard of and I know that they've already influenced a bunch of music that I like, but I've never actually listened to that band. So yeah, Guided by Voices is one of those. And I'm listening to it. And I enjoyed the album. I was really surprised. It's like 20-something tracks.
All their albums are like that.
But it's only like 30 minutes. Hmm? Or like 33 minutes. You know what I mean?
Some of the songs are like incomplete.
Well, and that's where I'm getting to. Is like a bunch of them kind of sounded like unfinished demos. And I got a real like Neutral Milk Hotel feel from it, even though that like Guided by Voices probably influenced Neutral Milk. You know what I mean? Like I get that, mm-hmm. But like that's you know I and yeah, just kind of like a DIY punk rock ethic, but not punk rock music. You know what I mean?
It's like pop,
kind of, yeah, but like done in like. Like I'm saying, like I was saying, like unfinished songs, and like it's just like, nah, it's good enough. Put it up. Yeah. I like it. Bah.
I can relate.
And yeah. So I mean, I enjoyed that one. I don't know if I would be listening to it a bunch, but it did. I am checking out more by the band, so that's cool.
Yeah, they got a lot.
Like you said, like yeah, they are pretty prolific. There's a lot of releases.
I worked for a dude who was super into them, and there's so much music that comes out on a regular basis from that band between like putting out at least two albums a year and then all the singles, and like as far as I know, they're self-released, and they
at that rate you would have to be because no label is gonna.
Well, they're
sign off.
They're
on that
pretty
shit.
Big now. Like people.
Well, I know, but that's even more of a reason for a label to like hold your releases and not do, like, not even one a year because
people
they want
buy them right away, no matter what it is, yeah. And then they end up being worth money and shit. And but like, people
oh, because
they
just do limited
into
runs.
Yeah, people are really, really into that band. So, I only got into them probably like 7-8 years ago from my old boss who used to play them in the shop. And I was like, this sucks. What is this?
No, it's definitely one of those bands where if you're a fan, you would gobble up all of it.
Yeah.
You know, because
he sings
very
along to thousands of songs.
It's like a very niche mark. You know what I mean? Like a fan base. So like mm-hmm. If you're a fan of that, you're going to be that kind of person that's mm-hmm. like, I want all of it.
There's a cool documentary about them on YouTube called Watch Me Jumpstart. And if you want to like learn about them, it's an interesting, like they're not like a rock band.
No,
they're like a weird old garage band dudes who just get drunk and they make up songs and they record them on their 8-track. And
then they just release them. Do they tour or anything? Or?
Sometimes, yeah.
But not a lot of live shows.
Like I said, watch it. Because like, they were just kind of nobody. I think it's an hour.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah, it's good. You'll get into it.
Yeah.
So, awesome. I'm glad you kind of liked it.
No, I did. I enjoyed it. I didn't. Yeah.
I can definitely send you some more like that I really like if you want.
So as long as that thing's moving, it's working?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we seem to be good. I think as long as the cat lays on the wire.
Yeah. See, the cat's doing good.
Yeah, thank. Don't fucking move, dude.
Well, don't put your hand over there. You're distracting. Lord, what's the cat? Oh, that's Ozzy?
That's Ozzy. Lord Ozifer von Double Thumbs.
That's a great name.
Stupid.
Don't insult him. He's making it work.
No, he's moving.
All right. And then I definitely forget. I keep thinking I sent you Ween, but I know I didn't send you Ween.
You didn't send me Ween. You sent me... I don't have my phone with me.
All right. Hold on. Let me look it up. Hold on. Hold on. Where is it? Oh. 1994. Nope. That was the Toadies one. Hold on. 1990. Oh, the Melvins.
Oh, yeah. He sent me Stoner Witch.
Stoner Witch.
It's fine. It's the Melvins. All right. Dude. Dude, give me Honky or like Houdini. Honky is probably my favorite.
Okay, that didn't come out in 1994.
No, but I don't know. It's the Melvins, another super prolific band that like if you can't really sink your teeth into it, like there's people that are fucking into the Melvins.
Oh yeah. I mean, like they've done so many releases. Like if you're into rock at all, there's got to be at least one Melvins release that you enjoy.
Sure, absolutely.
Just because they've done so much.
But there's just,
but yeah,
there's only so much that I can just like dive into.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like I got really.
Get into Buzz's voice. It's like this weird.
I like it.
I was talking about this afternoon. He's got this like Slayer meets Godsmack thing. It's kind of like got that yeah, but like it's evil at the same time. I don't know. Right. I don't really. Yeah, like Rob Zombie meets Slayer.
Maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't.
It's Stoner Witch. I used to have it a long time ago.
It's a good album, dude.
It's good. It's good. I don't really. I listened to it once. I'm like, I've heard this, and I've heard all the other shit, and I know what the Melvins do.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I guess it's the Melvins.
That's fair. The Melvins.
Go Melvins.
All right.
I know. I'm an asshole.
No, not really.
I don't have any taste.
No, you do. It's just very varied.
Anyway, and oh, this is the good one. Oh, buddy. This is like the crown jewel right here.
What did I do to you?
So, dude, I really was hoping that this was a band that you might kind of like. Like that you might like have some familiarity with. You like rock and roll or whatever. I have some
familiarity with Motley Crue.
Dude, I thought you would
not
think
a fan.
Dude, whatever. So,
but okay.
You already aren't a fan, so but why would you wouldn't be a fan of this anyway?
No, but here's the thing. If you're like, yeah, I'm going to send Robbie a Motley Crue record, and then it, you know, it's like, oh, but 1994, they released this pile of garbage that, like, nobody likes.
Nobody.
No, like, the band doesn't even like that. Nobody likes this album.
It's the
one album without Vince Neil, who I don't like. I'm not defending Vince Neil. And honestly, the vocalist, John
Karabi.
Yeah. He's not, like, the worst part.
Are you taking notes?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
I got to get my shit together.
I did. Oh, I had some shit to say, and I didn't want to forget it. That is an hour and 15 minutes. You sent me a record that's an hour and 15 minutes.
I didn't even listen to
of
all that.
Garbage. And you know it's garbage. You know it. You hurt me, Scrimmy. You hurt me. You cut me deep.
Oh, so
here's the thing. I tried listening to it the other day. And I got like... I got to the first ballad. I think it's like track 5. Which I like that's the one thing they keep.
There's like 15 songs on it.
I think so. I think there's like 14 or 15 tracks. It almost maxes cuz I think you get 80 minutes on a CD. They almost max it out at you know 75 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If fucking something popped up. What is that? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. I think there's one song that's under 4 minutes, every single song is just god awfully long, and just like there's no reason for any of those songs to be long. And the one, okay, so it's the first album that they released in the 90s, right? Glam band, whatever, mm-hmm. bitch metal, Motley Crue from the 80s, which any of those records I can sit through and I might even enjoy some songs. Mm-hmm. So the first release in the 90s is just a drastic and total and complete departure from that.
Yep, it totally is.
Just they're trying to do a weird grunge heavy alt rock thing. Like, at times it sounds like they're just blatantly ripping off Soundgarden. Yeah. Other times it sounds like they're blatantly ripping off Alice in Chains. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the one thing they keep from the 80s is the shittiest part, which is the ballad. I fucking hate ballads more than any other style of song, I think. Like, ever. I fucking hate ballads.
Now, what constitutes as a ballad? Does it have to be a mushy love song? Like, is there quiet music that I assume that you like?
Yeah, no, that's not, like, so the ballad is, like, I mean, it doesn't have to have those.
You mean, like, the arena rock ballad?
Yeah, like, Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Okay, fair.
I think it's track 5 on this Motley Crue, and then they have, like, another one later on in the app. They have, like, a couple of fucking, it's brutal. Yeah, like, the arena rock ballad, it's just, I don't know. I got fucking pubic hair on my microphone. There we go.
Ew.
Or it's a cat hair, one of the two. So anyway, so then today I did. I sat, I listened to the whole fucking thing. I smoked a lot of pot to get through it. Let's see, what else
did
we
get? How many times did you listen to it?
Just once. What? The whole, I was, from start to finish, I listened to the whole fucking thing today. Let's see, what, ever, yeah, too long? It's just, yeah. What else? Oh, that's what, yeah. So, like, because it's such a departure, it's like, it's almost like they're writing songs that they don't play.
That,
like,
new singer wrote a bunch of the songs on there.
And, like, you can tell that, like you can hear they're, like, not comfortable playing it. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's what it sounds like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so, like, why the fuck would you put that out?
I think they were trying to be more relevant to the times.
It's totally what they were trying to do. I get that. But at the same time, like, I don't know. And then I did a little bit of research because I had an hour and 15 minutes to kill while I'm fucking listening to this. So I was looking it up. And apparently, when they went in to record their follow-up, their 1997 album, whatever, the pig one, the swine.
Generation Swine.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a complete departure from that one also.
Yeah, it's what it sounded like. And so, but the record company refused to give them any advance money for recording unless they got Vince Neil back in the band. That's the only reason Vince Neil, like, they basically, the label forced these three men to grovel at a bag of overbloated shit named Vince Neil and ask him to come back into their band. How much of a fucking ego boost do you think that was for that blonde, overweight bag of shit?
I mean, he probably took, I knew it all along.
Yeah.
You can't,
like, not it. Only do you get away with murder, but then, like,
he totally did.
Technically he served 30 days, but 30 days for murder is pretty fucking cheap. I mean, fuck. Like, he had a shorter trial than Casey Anthony, you know? Anyway. So, like, yeah, I fucking hate. I'm not a big fan of the Crue. And that album.
I feel
album,
like you should just go listen to the first two. That's the only ones that really matter.
Well, you didn't send, like, we're not on those years or whatever. We're not doing a year this week. Don't
That's
worry.
Fine. I got I
write down some ideas for next time. No, it's my turn. Don't worry about it.
Whatever.
It's my turn.
Sure. You got any news?
As far as what?
Oh, so I was telling you earlier, I did a thing today on accident.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to listen to this, so I can just... I did several interesting things in the past week. But one thing I did today... Well, I just got my license on Friday.
back. He just got it back.
After 11 fucking years.
That's ridiculous.
So I got to keep my shit together. I got a breathalyzer for 18 months.
Well, that's not a big deal because you're not drinking.
It's such a pain in the ass.
Well, I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but that's not like a stressor that you have because you're not drinking. You know what I mean?
But it goes off like every 5 to 10 minutes.
And you have to pull over and breathe into it?
I don't. I just do it.
Why, you're driving?
Sometimes I can't because I'm on the highway or something.
So it doesn't know if you're pulled, if you're stopped or not. You just have to breathe into it.
No, it doesn't matter. You know, as long as you do it in 5 minutes. But either way, I just try to get out of the way. It's annoying.
Yeah,
I've been really good about like not getting high and driving.
For the last 6 days.
So what? I'm planning to continue to do that. So today I went to my friend Brian's house to go fucking hang out in the lake. And I took an edible right before I left. And I figured, okay, I'm going to get there. We're going to shoot the shit. And then we'll go swimming.
Because how far of a drive is it?
It took me about 40 minutes.
All right. So that's like pretty smart timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I figured by the time we hit the lake, I'll be on my way. And then I'll kick it for a couple hours, 3 hours. And then I'll kick it for a half an hour, drying off. And then I'll go home. No big deal.
Yeah.
Fucking edibles didn't kick in until right before I fucking left. Like,
to come back home.
I just thought I was tired. And then, like, I don't know, 10 minutes into my ride home. Melting into the seat. Freaking the fuck out. It starts raining. I haven't driven a car in 11 years, let alone in the rain. And high as shit.
Did you get some good like lightning bolts?
There was a couple.
I know I saw some like out my way. Dude, but like
awful. I've been planning on being good about this, and I should have just stopped and called somebody, but I didn't have time for that shit. And I made it home, but fuck that, I'm not doing that again. Like, if I take an edible, I'm fucking kicking it for the day. Stay home or get a ride, because
I mean, to be fair,
I got insurance. I mean, but still,
to be fair, and in your defense, God damn it, that wasn't like you did. From one stoner to another, I think you planned it out responsibly, and then the edible kind of didn't cooperate.
Every fucking time,
I would say that one's on the edible. That one's not on you.
But it still happened.
I know. You still have to deal with it.
And on top of that, I used the GPS, and well, I was so fucking high.
This is totally your fault.
Arguing in my head with the GPS.
Arguing
that doesn't
with satellite.
Seem right. I'm going to go this way. Like, you're wrong.
Stoned GPS. As shit. Arguing with satellite GPS.
Dude, and
that's
getting
on you.
Wicked lost because I was supposed to be here 15 minutes before I did get
that's
here.
That's on you.
And I get, I was not listening to my GPS.
That's like, not the edible's
it
fault.
It sucks so
that,
bad.
That is absolutely your
ugh.
Fault.
Never again. I hope.
It's gonna happen in 2 weeks.
Shh. Not on purpose.
Well, yeah, no, but you'll be back to work. So maybe
I gotta
maybe
be
not.
All responsible. Plus, I gotta start my new job next week.
That's what I just said. You'll be back to work.
I don't know.
What's that, Tuesday?
Tuesday, buddy.
Nice. Do you know your schedule yet?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
And we probably should hit them up for that. I think I'm doing like an early morning thing.
Daytime.
I'm into it. Whatever. I'm up anyway.
It don't matter. That's cool.
So what's up with you?
Buddy. I don't know.
I mean, I've seen you a whole bunch in the past.
No, just one extra day.
One extra day. Still a lot.
Yeah.
More. It's 100% more.
I guess. Yeah.
Totally is.
Yeah.
Whatever.
If you can get all mathy about it, weirdo. Yeah. Not. I don't know. I got a busy
you
weekend.
You went to a dispensary for your first time today?
Yeah. Well, in this country.
In this country.
Yeah. What so else? That was fun. What?
Was it all that you wanted it to be?
I didn't. Well, it was, but like I wasn't really expecting anything. It was pretty cool though. Like everybody was super friendly and nice.
Which one did you go to?
It was Kind Farm Reserve in Maine. Yeah,
okay.
In Berwick. Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. They have like a recreation building and then a medical building. And so I walked into the recreation building. And you know, they check your ID and then they let you in. And then you just fucking stand in front of a counter. They got a menu with a display case. And this nice girl just stands there and answers questions. It's kind of awkward at first. And then she's like, I'm just going to stand here unless you ask questions. And if you don't have questions, it's no big deal. I'll just get what you want. So, like, I was like, oh, okay.
Is this job cool?
Like, well, I'm just like, yeah, like, all right. So that's your job. You just, that's weird. I'm just going to stare at this weed and tell you what. And then, you know, I picked out weed the way people at my bar pick out beer. Where they go like, all right, what's the alcohol on this? And they compare it to the price. So they try to get like the most alcohol for sure. The, you know what I mean? So I'm doing the same because they have, so all the weed costs the same and legal weed's expensive, but whatever, it's legal, so it's fun. You know, taxes go to education and shit, so hopefully. Well, that's where they write it up. After the embezzlement and the corruption, whatever's left over goes to education, which is why the U.S. education sucks. Anyway, oh, right. So, like, all the weed costs the same. So, I'm just looking strictly at, like, the THC percentages and getting the three highest ones. And then Sunday Driver, because it's a Bongzilla song.
The Bongzilla.
And you got to get the Bongzilla song. Oh, that
I got to see them once, and they blew up the power in the building. And it was really funny.
I saw the Flaming Lips do that.
What?
It was pretty sweet.
They got on stage, and they were... This place isn't going to let us smoke weed on stage. And everybody booed. And then they played for like 45 minutes. And all of a sudden, all the fucking power goes pow. And it's pitch dark in there. And immediately, there were so many lighters stage going. And like, they were like off to the side under like behind a speaker. And you could totally see them like in the dark smoking weed. And then the lights come on. And it was like in a movie. And it was like... Hee hee. They just get up there and they play the rest of the set.
Oh, that's fun.
They were fucking awesome. It was a lot of fun. They killed.
That's when they were still a four piece on, right?
Correct.
Yeah. That must have been a way long time ago.
Seven years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they played it once in Somerville.
Nice.
Stop eating plastic, cat.
Yeah, because now they're like a three piece.
Well, that's dumb.
They're,
I mean, I think they always went through bass players anyway.
Yeah, but now they're, like the singer guitarist is the singer bassist now.
Mule boy.
Sure. The guy who just smokes.
He's a little person. He's
godly amount of weed.
Small
really?
Dude. Yep.
He's got a big voice.
He's outside of the bar drinking a cup of Budweiser, ripping a cigarette. And
yeah.
It's like, all I could think of was like, how do you sound like that still?
Sound
smoking
yeah.
cigarettes like... Because that guy's voice is crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Bongzilla. Good stuff.
Yeah, no, that'll be a topic sometime. We'll just be like, you know, the weed band.
I mean, we can do that right now. We got
a... No, I have a topic for this week.
For right now? I mean, we still got like 30 minutes.
Well, I don't have 30 minutes.
Oh. Well, whatever.
Well, it's not my fault that you were late.
Dude, you got here after me.
That was after you told me you were going to be late. Why?
You still got here after I said I would be here. Oh, hi. That was my computer making noises.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounded like a phone.
I'm awake now.
Is that your alarm?
I think it's just telling me my computer needs to update or some shit.
Oh.
I don't know. I always ignore it.
Ignore it.
That's why my computers all run like shit.
That's why I have... In great health.
That's why you're in great health?
Yeah, because I ignore it.
Because I ignore it.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, no, that's
it.
Fair.
Fuck it. I'm not 40 yet. It won't kill me.
Oh, I just turned 43.
Oh. Jenny's going to be 41 at the end of the year. She's
an old bag.
She's my old maid. She's my old lady.
All right. Well, let's, why don't
really?
You tell
We're
me.
Wrapping it up?
You said you had to fucking go.
No, I said I don't have 30 minutes. I didn't say I had to leave right now.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Dude,
man?
You...
Christ.
I
no.
swear to Christ.
I wanted to talk about something, but you said we don't have time for it.
Well,
so.
What do you want? You just want to talk about weed albums? I thought...
I don't know, something to talk about that we could probably talk about.
All right,
we
so can
do it another time. I don't care.
All right,
you have the conch.
Okay, the talking conch.
Mm-hmm.
So I will pose a question to you.
Okay.
One, we can do instrumental album.
All right.
Or, you know, two instrumental albums.
Okay.
Or the other one I was thinking about would be like a concept album, but I'm only going to send you one because it's like an hour. It's an hour and forever. A half. It's an hour. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
send me The Wall.
No, I don't like Pink Floyd. Don't worry about it. Oh,
that's right. Cool. I'm going to send you The Wall. I'm not going to send you The Wall. Don't worry.
So, I don't know. Dark what are your thoughts?
Either of those is totally cool with me. I like both of those.
All right. Instrumentals.
Instrumentals?
Instrumentals.
I got to dig, but I think I...
Not really.
I mean, I got to send good ones. I got to make up for Motley Crue.
And...
It wasn't that bad.
Faith No More.
Oh, come on.
2 weeks in a row, you've sent me just hurtful.
Dude, I'm going to send you like a Faith No More like instrumental album, and I won't tell you what it is.
I'm going to send you Fugazi's instrumental album.
I won't listen to it.
Why?
Because I hate Fugazi.
I had a feeling you didn't like him.
You know, I just don't care about Fugazi. Oh, yeah, I don't care. Fair. I hate Weezer. I don't care about Fugazi at all.
Okay.
I
but I mean, like, the instrumental album's pretty decent because you don't have to listen to that whiny boy.
I just don't care. It's fine.
I'm not going to send you through, guys. You don't worry. I don't
care.
I have a pretty good idea of what I'm sending you.
All right, cool. I'm interested. That's
instrumentals.
Instrumental all the way through. Nothing. I mean, you could put a sample in there, but no singing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sure.
Because I believe...
Or, like, if you pick, like... If you do like a movie score or soundtrack, and there's like a little like a little sample of the movie mm-hmm. in there, whatever.
Are we
like,
going for scores too?
No, I'm just saying that's
that'd be fucking cool.
Technically, it's an instrumental. Like you could send me like Beethoven's Symphony if you want.
Dude, I got you.
Instrumentals.
This is gonna be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to be, Robbie, with the ideas and shit.
And what's cool because there's like a plethora of it. I was thinking as this continues, you know, like we could do like instrumentals part two. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm into it.
You don't have to like, yeah. And that goes for like any of the, like, you know, we could do, you know.
We'll let all of our listeners vote on it.
Okay.
This is,
Oh. It fell asleep.
It's going.
It's
we're in business.
Okay. Back in business.
All right, cool.
So why do you have one Tom in here? Is that just for when you do fun stuff? I know what it does.
I hit it and record it.
Just the single drum?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put a t-shirt over it and it sounds, I don't know, I put distortion on a microphone. And it sounds like a bass drum.
All right.
It's cool.
Nice.
Is that all right?
So, like, no, yeah. We're not teasing. You get very defensive.
I'll play some shit.
You get very
I just recorded a song with only instruments that I didn't know how to play.
Oh, yeah. I saw that post that you were going to do that.
I'll play it for you when we get done with this.
Is that why that thing is out? What was it called?
The dulcimer?
Yeah.
No, I didn't use that, but I used this. I used that. I used a coffee can. I used this little strainer. I used the melodica.
What's that? Is that that keyboard thing? The honer?
This guy right here.
I like that. That's pretty sweet. It looks like a little kid toy.
No, it's a fucking...
Is it?
It's a... I don't know how to play it, though. So.
But, well, you just have to know how to play, like, a keyboard.
I don't, though.
I know. And then, what, you just blow into it, and that's how it works? Yep. You don't need batteries? Really?
And then I got one of these.
Those
I
guess are fun.
I technically know how to play that, but whatever.
Well.
All right. Maybe. So, next week, instrumental albums.
So.
We should figure out a way to do the whole podcast in sign language via Zoom because it's instrumental. There's no words.
Yeah, but it's not a silent movie.
So?
A sign language podcast doesn't work.
Why not?
Because it's a podcast.
So? Could be a pod video.
It. That's a vlog.
It's a special edition. This is our.
We haven't even released this episode. We're not doing special.
This is our Thanksgiving special.
In August?
It won't be by the time it comes out. Okay, instrumental albums. Okay? We good?
Are we good?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
What do you got?
I got.
Tell me a story.